wise up to the things they taught you. Cover up, it's an allied slaughter. Pucker up, it's a friendly torture. I won't follow you into the night. I won't use your torch for a light. Chop the trees just to set them alive. I won't follow your scent in the night. There must be something wrong.
I don't feel love.
There must be something.
That was Herbert with his song, Something Isn't Right. Do you ever get that feeling? Something isn't right? Must be something wrong. I get that feeling sometimes, more often than not. You are listening to Dunkin's Donuts. That was ominous. I know. You're listening to Dunkin's Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Brought to you by the Portside Pub. Thank you for the sponsorship, Portside Pub. Check out theportsidepub.com for more information. On today's show, we're going to be previewing a couple of events happening this coming week, a few events. And then also, just by happenstance, playing a whole bunch of bands from Montreal. Montreal is a hotbed of excellent indie music, led by Arbutus Records, but lots of other great record labels there as well. So just through trying to pull together this week, I ended up pulling together a whole bunch of Montreal bands. So there's going to be a whole bunch of them right in the middle. First up, we're going to hear the band Skinny Kids. They are finalists in Shindig, CITR's annual Battle of the Bands, happening every Tuesday at the Railway Club, except not after this Tuesday. This coming Tuesday is the final Shindig of the year. It's the grand finals. So Skinny Kids are up against War Baby and Zen Mystery Fog. There you go. Those are your three finalists. And it should be a great battle on that last night. Formal wear appreciated. You don't have to dress up. We aren't Arcade Fire. We aren't going to be D-bags like that. But if you can get dressed up, Ben Lai, MC of the night, will be wearing a tie and a suit, I'm sure. A lot of us regulars will try to dress up a bit. If you care to join us, that would be lovely. So to commemorate the fact that this is the final Shindig coming up, I'm going to play a song by Skinny Kids. This is their cassette. I presume it's self-titled, and it's coming from a brand new cassette library here for a while, you know, for several years, CITR had a tape library. It was in with the CDs, and it was looking pretty sad by the mid-2000s. Hadn't gotten a lot of fresh blood, and it was just sort of left there. And finally, it got cleared out, so the tapes were put in the hall. I grabbed a couple. I was a big Colorifics fan in the late 90s, so I was happy to finally get my hands on one of those cassettes. And I think Nardwuar took home the rest of them, pretty much. But now, with the reemergence of cassette culture, there are enough releases that we need another cassette library. So there's a big wall, or a big cabinet here on the wall full of cassettes, and this is one of them. Which brings to mind, I don't know how to queue up a cassette at all. I don't know how people do it. It's kind of tricky. It's a lot of finger work to rewind it and get it started. So we'll see how this goes. The last cassette I tried to play here at CITR was an interview I did with Stephen Merritt in 2002, I think, and my tape got eaten. And Eden? Yeah, it got eaten up. And it was the last, or the only copy I had of that interview, so I was very disappointed. But I've been assured that the cassette machines are working again, the tape players. So here we go. This is Skinny Kids with the lead-off track from their self-titled cassette. This is Small Room. Here we go, in full cassette fidelity.
Yeah. Hi there, boys and girls. Things at Shindig 2013 are really heating up now that so many bands have been
eliminated.
Be sure to come down to the Railway Club Tuesday nights until the final showdown on December 10th. First place gets the high honor of being sacrificed on Grouse Mountain
to Satan, God of Darkness.
Plus, there's jokes for beer and all the shit talking of Ben Lai that you can handle. That's every Tuesday now until December 10th. See you there. Big Joy is a music festival that in its inaugural year will be showcasing current experimental acts in Vancouver. We're presenting four shows over 3 days, December 5th through the 7th. Presenting a broad spectrum of Vancouver's weirdo music scene, Big Joy will encompass everything from drone and harsh noise through to ambient and electronica. Tickets are available at your local record store.
Dans la rue, t'as pas tout perdu, tu n'as rien inventé. chanté. T'as pas de tenue, le jazz dans la rue, c'est sous-entendu. Y'a les flics qui descendent sur ton avenue. C'est le jazz dans la rue, l'on est convenu. Ton papa, ta maman sont les bienvenus. Le jazz dans la rue, quelque chose qui pue, caché dans le mur et hall dans les bulles. Le jazz dans la rue, le jazz dans la rue. Le jazz dans la rue, le jazz dans la rue, c'est le jazz dans la rue, le jazz dans la rue. C'est le jazz dans la rue, j'en ai marre du menu, offrez-moi quelque chose. Sanders, Jean Dulu, le jazz dans la rue, je te passe en revue, sous le firmament, ennemi en su, le jazz dans la rue, le jazz dans la rue, c'est le jazz dans la rue, le jazz dans la rue.
Right, that was Rakam from Montreal, from his album Stranger Things Before, the song Le Jazz dans la Rue. Woohoo! So that's going to be the first of a number of Montreal artists that I'm going to play, but I will back announce the previous songs first. Before that, we heard a song that has a similar, occupies a similar mood and tone, I think. That was the song Por qué te vas? By Jeanette, a 70s, I guess pre-disco, but it has that kind of disco oomph to it. I love that fat oomph sound. Don't know what it is, but yeah, there's a movie out on Criterion if called Cria Cuervos, Raise Ravens, I think that's how it translates. Anyways, that song features very prominently in that movie, and it's a great movie, kind of about the post-Franco Spain and how just how stagnant everything was in Spain after their fascist leader died. So yeah, if you're looking for something cheerful around the holidays, check out that great movie. Before that, we heard Movieland from their cassette Blows Up. That was the song The Politics of Ecology. And Movieland have played a whole bunch lately, but they are playing one show in particular that I think you should attend. It's tomorrow night at the Anza Club. It's Megaphone Magazine's fifth annual Night of Joyful Voices. So Movieland will be playing there. Great. David Newberry is some singer. He'll be great, I'm sure. And DJ That's So Raven will be keeping everybody bouncing around throughout the night. Also, and this is what I'm most excited about, a bunch of Megaphone staff will be holding a lip-sync battle. So Sean Condon, Kevin Hollett, Jackie Wong, all the Megaphone greats duking it out. Sign me up. I will be there. I assure you it will be a very fun night. So check that out. Megaphone Magazine's Night of Joyful Voices at the Anza Club on Friday. And at the very top there, we heard Skinny Kids from their self-titled cassette. That was the song Small Room, out now on Local Art Collective cassettes, records. I don't know. It's the first one, but that's the so-called label on here. See them at Shindig this coming Tuesday. Get dressed up. It'll be a lot of fun. Pick out your finest Ben Lice Penis joke and get a beer. It'll be wonderful times. All right. So as promised, I'm going to stick with some Montreal songs. Homeshake is the name for... I really should have looked up his name, to be honest. I did not. But he's one of the guitarists for Mac DeMarco. And he seems to have Edmonton connections, too. And the Homeshake tape, which is a tape he released earlier this year, is definitely in my top 10. I love this. So he has a new song. It's on a sampler put out by Fixture Records. So we're going to give a listen to Homeshake. And then we're going to give a listen to another one of the songs on that sampler. It's called by a band called Free Love Fenner. So we're going to give a listen to those two and some other things, and then I'll chat with you again in a bit. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM.
On the ground.
All right, that was the band Paula from Montreal. Their record is out now on Arbutus Records. It's finally ending up on vinyl, which is kind of nice. It has been up digitally for a little while, but it is now available in physical form. That's the project of David Carrier. Carrier, I think that's how you pronounce it. He was in Silly Kissers and is currently in Tops, which is sort of the band that came out of Silly Kissers' demise. And this is a very fun pop record, so I'd highly recommend it if you like what you heard. That was the album is called Relaxed Fit, and the song was called Susan and Linda. Relaxed Fit, I think, describes the sound of a lot of Montreal bands right now, or the genre that I've been playing. Relaxed Fit, or, you know, Mom Cut or something like that. Before that, we heard Free Love Fenner, their song Shepherdess, and at the top, She Can't Leave Me Alone, Leave Me Here Alone by Homeshake. Good stuff. Keeping on with the Montreal charge, Braids. We're going to hear a song called December, how appropriate, from their new album, Flourish/Perish. Here we go. You are listening to Dunkin's Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM.
On Friday, December 20th, it's the 6th annual Kingfisher Blues Christmas Party, featuring Needles and Pins, Beelines, Tally Ho Ho Ho, Village, Gal Grayson, Sean Mrazek Lives, Zen Mystery Fog, Tim the Mute, and Cool. Do you remember that polo road? 'Cause I think about it every night. It's the only thing left of you, and I gotta get it out of sight. Plus, you get a free 7-inch record at the door. Tickets are available at Red Cat Records, Neptune Records, and Zulu Records. Sponsored by CITR.
Regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steal, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up.
Tune into the Copyright Experiment Thursday nights at 11 with Autonomy and DJ Mochi. We discuss digital media and copyright and play a wide range of freely available electronic and hip-hop music. Or just visit our website for a list of links to the free music we play. That's copyrightexperiment.tumblr.com.
Thank you.
Right, that was White Poppy from her self-titled album, released earlier a couple months ago. That was the song Existential Angst. Yes. White Poppy are going to be performing as a part of the Big Joy Festival, which starts tonight, the inaugural Big Joy Festival. It's showcasing experimental acts, and it's over the next 3 days. So there's a show tonight at Coco Pelli. Never heard of it, but it's on Commercial Drive, 2052 Commercial Drive. And so tonight, the band Reflections, Nervous Operator, Monks, Nurse, and Ian William Craig are going to be playing. Tomorrow, things move over to the Remington, and then on Saturday at the Rainbow Connection and at the Remington as well. So, yeah, a lot of cool bands playing. The Passengers, N213, White Poppy, Droog, V. Vecker, and many, many others. So go to, well, I just Googled Big Joy Vancouver Facebook, and it came up. I'm sure if you look on Facebook, you can find it, and Exclaim has written about it a bunch as well. So definitely consider checking that out. And if you're a fan of White Poppy, she has crafted some holiday cards on her Etsy store. So look around for that, because they're pretty cute. Stores, cards, perfect for the holidays. Mm-hmm. Before that, before White Poppy, we heard Tim Hecker from his album Virgins. That was the song Virginal Eye. And at the top, we heard Braids from the album Flourish, Perish. That was the song December. Ah, running tight for time. What should I do? What should I do? How long is that? So, yeah. I think I'm just going to... I'll play some Fist City. That's what I'm going to... Yeah. Okay. Quickly, a Fist City song. This is their A-side, Buried. Here we go. Here is Fist City. All right, short and sweet. I saw Fist City open for Tough Age during their album release, and I was blown away. They're a lot more, they're really fun. They're a great live, fun band. So, yeah, I wanted to play a song by them. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks again to the Portside Pub for your very generous sponsorship. Check out theportsidepub.com to find out all the fun music events that are happening there. I can't find a tap list. That's what I really want to find for them, because I've heard that they have very good craft beer, but I'll do some more digging and I'll report back next week. Tomorrow night, Megaphone Magazine, Night of Joyful Voices, you should check it out. Next Tuesday, Shindig Finals, you should definitely check that out. And all weekend, Big Joy Festival, check that out. There's a Dunkin' Donuts Facebook page. I would be tickled if you liked it. And if you like what you hear, you can listen to the podcast at citr.ca. Check out the playlist at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. Thanks for listening. I shall see you next week. And I'm going to close things off with Charles Bradley. He's a soul singer. He has a fairly new record out on Daptone Records, excellent soul label. And the album is called Victim of Love, and this is the song Strictly Reserved for You. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Right here on News 101.
Right here on News 101.
What motivated you to become a candidate in the provincial election?
The media portrayal of last week's protest that resulted in polarizing images of black-clad activists taken to the streets.
He was just explaining to us the reason why they wanted to show this film on campus.
The official stance is that we are for the Olympics.